Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Tropical Cyclone Jasper has reached a Category 2 system and slowly made landfall last night, coming in with large swells, storms, and the risk of flooding. The Bureau of Meteorology said Jasper started crossing the coast around 3 p.m. just south of Wujal Wujal near Cape Tribulation. By 5 p.m, damaging gusts of wind up to 120 kilometres per hour had affected coastal areas of South Cooktown, including Cairns. There is a major flood warning for the Daintree River, and the Mossman River level is also rising in response to heavy rainfall. In national news, cybercriminals are using small business websites to test stolen credit card numbers and make fraudulent transactions in what's called a BIN attack. $577 million was stolen by payment card transaction fraud in 2022. A BIN attack involves fraudsters taking the first six digits of a card, called the bank identification number, and using various methods to guess valid combinations of card numbers, expiration dates, and security codes. Then, fraudsters test the card to see if it's active through small purchases on online stores before they sell the card number or use it to carry out larger fraudulent transactions. In international news, Russia's second missile assault on Kyiv this week has injured at least 53 people and damaged homes and a children's hospital. 35 buildings were damaged, according to the city's military administration. Ukraine's air defense system downed 10 ballistic missiles that targeted the capital at about 3 a.m. local time. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said his main priority was to strengthen air defenses. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. I'll be back at 10 a.m. and with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.